Scammers are flocking online to swindle unsuspecting social media users with phishing scams, romance cons, and even ransom threats. The Commissioner for Consumer Affairs, Denise Ulio, joins me now for a warning and how to spot these scams. Hi, Commissioner.
Hi, Jenny. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. So let's start with one that I think is maybe most alarming, ransom scams. I hear Aussie businesses are getting locked out of their own accounts.
Yeah, and this is happening on a very large scale, sort of internationally, where people are hacking into large data holdings or companies that have large data holdings and saying, we'll release this data unless you pay us $100,000 or $1 million. But also on a smaller level where Instagram and Facebook, people who have those accounts are being targeted and saying, well, we've got all of your information, we'll lock you out of your account, give us some money, which is obviously quite disturbing. And there's also others that are threatening to do that or pretending to do that when in fact they haven't hacked into your account or locked you out. So there's a number of variations on this one.
Oh, right. And what happens if someone does manage to lock you out of your account? Maybe they've found access through, you know, a phishing scam or something like that. Is there anything that you can do if you're the rightful account owner?
If they've locked you out of your account, it's working out how you reset your passwords and get back into it. But unfortunately, if they've changed the contact details and changed the email address, they might just own your data. So that is the risk in relation to the world we live in with everyone holding everything online and having their personal information online. So there's a couple of things you can do to protect yourself. And one of us is trying to get into a level of two-factor authentication where you have a text message as well as a password or some other way of making sure that it's not just a password that people have found. Because what we're seeing is a password gets leaked, hacked somehow, and a lot of people use the same password for multiple accounts. So once someone's got your password, they could be able to get into multiple of your different accounts that you have. So there is certainly a risk in using the same password for every account, because once it's out there, it's out there. So again, it's regularly changing your password and seeing if there's ways to get two-factor authentication involved.
And Commissioner Denise Ulio, ransom's pretty intimidating and an emotional ordeal, but it doesn't get much more emotional than a romance scam. Is catfishing still a major problem for those looking for love online?
It's huge. There's millions and millions of dollars that go overseas every year. And again, we see spikes in relation to around Christmas and around Valentine's Day, and people think they might have met someone about 2 weeks ago on Valentine's Day. But the reality is that there's so many of these scams going on that it's quite frightening, and the millions of dollars that go overseas every year is quite disturbing. And it's also, as you say, Jenny, really emotional that people think they've met someone, they think they've got a serious relationship, and it turns out to be quite the opposite, and it's just someone trying to take your money. So unfortunately, it keeps happening. Last year, the reported losses were $56 million to go overseas across the country. So, we think there's a lot that people don't report because they're either embarrassed and don't tell their families and things like that. But if you've met someone online and you think this is the love of your life, as soon as they start asking for money, then I think start asking some more questions and talk to family and see what exactly is going on. Because generally, if you just met someone online and they're asking you to send them thousands of dollars, there's a good chance that it's part of the scam.
Yeah, and it's fascinating that it works in a lot of situations because I guess they sort of attain a sense of trust in some way by chatting for a long time. But I guess one of the red flags from what I understand is maybe if they're not willing to actually have a video chat or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's as much proof of that they are a real person and their circumstances and what's publicly available about them, because what we're seeing is people are getting sent a photo, and you can now do these sort of reverse photo searches on Google and things like that, where you can check whether that's just a photo from a modelling website or something like that, which is often the case. But certainly where people that won't do video calls, but even then they can just use a patsy to do those calls. So that, it's trying to get as much public information that's available to actually just become a bit of a detective on the person that you think you've fallen in love with, just to make sure that they're real and they exist and they've got a history and have they got a Facebook page that goes back more than 3 months and all those sort of things where you want to actually just check that they're real, because they create identities and they're just clearly ripping people off at an emotional time.
With me at the moment is Commissioner for Consumer Affairs, Denise Ulio. I've mentioned it earlier, the classic phishing scam. Now, that's the one that gets most of us most easily, I reckon. How do these kinds of scams work?
They keep evolving, unfortunately, and in its simplest form, any text that you get with a link in it, be very, very sceptical and do your own checks with the website. That's really the basic of it. If you get a text that's got a link in it, there's a good chance at the moment that there's something dodgy about it, and that's really what we're concerned about. What we were seeing, and you and I have spoken previously about these emails that say, you know, there's a new parcel that has arrived, and, you know, a lot of people were getting parcels and getting deliveries, so they just click on the link. Then it sort of turned, before that, it was threats about, you know, you owe money and there's debt collection practices in place, so click on this link and find out the details. The latest one is almost pretending to be a friend to say, you know, this looks like you in this video, so people think that's weird. There's a video of me on the internet. I'll click on it.
And you can't help but click on that, hey?
No, exactly. That's right. Vanity kicks in sometimes, and we want to know how we look in that video. The latest to look what I've found with a link, and is this you in this video with a link? And people, you know, human nature, you just curiosity, and you'll click it. And unfortunately, that gets people access into your phone, and being able to then steal the data on your phone and have access to your contacts and have access to your passwords and things like that. So unfortunately, at the moment, that mode of communication has opened up doors for scammers, and clicking on links in text is a very dangerous game these days.
Yeah, so I understand sometimes they can get a hold of your friends' Facebook profiles. So if I were to get a message that looked a bit sus from one of my friends, I'd give them a call or send them a text message on a separate platform to say, hey, was that you, before I act on it. Do they also do that with phone SMSs? Did you say they make it look like it was a friend, or how does that work?
Because it's a message around saying, you know, is this you in this video, people assume it's someone they know,
right?
And we'll click on it. But certainly what you're talking about there with people getting access to your friends and sending messages, we've seen that certainly a fair bit in the past, where people get a message from someone they legitimately know, often an email, but you know, once people have got into your phone, then they've got that data to then access your emails and access, you know, your friends' network. And what we've seen is people emailing and saying, hey, I'm, you know, stuck in the UK, can you send me $3,000? And you think it's from a friend. It is seeing other means of communicating with that person. I've seen one person who liked to take scammers on a ride, started asking questions and said, how's Keith? And the person said, oh, he's not bad, he's just gone down to the shops. And the response was, that's pretty impressive given Keith is a dog. So, you know, I think there's ask some questions that to make sure you're verifying the identity of the person. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Oh, good tips. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Commissioner Denis Ulia.
Not a problem. Good to talk to you.